Barry, you're working in the area of tailings. What kinds of things do you look at?
Well, what we look at is how to basically handle these huge volume of tailings that we have, and especially what we call fluidified tailings, which are a byproduct of Syncrude's extraction plant. And so what actually happens is these fluidified tailings, they are a mixture of fine clays and sands that actually we put them in the tailings pond, and they will settle only a certain amount, and then they actually virtually stop releasing water. And now this is a problem because these materials need to be contained. And so what we're trying to do is take this fluidified tailings and dry it out so that we can eventually use this in a reclaimed landscape.
If you had to describe what these tailings look like, what would you say?
These tailings would basically look like a mud puddle. It's a lot of suspended solids in water. And what we're trying to do is take this and get all of the water out, or most of the water out, so that you could form a material that you could use in a reclaimed landscape, and it would be trafficable. That means you could walk on it. So a long process to get it there. And in order to start the process off, is the problem with these fluidified tailings is they don't want to dewater anymore. So you have to give them an initial kick. And this is where we add the flocculant and mix it into the FFT, and it starts the dewatering process. So you get a lot of initial water release, and then this material is placed in a deposit where it can be further dealt with over time to eventually get it to that material that you can use for reclamation.
Now, you have several different methods at Syncrude for trying to deal with the tailings. What are some of those in terms of containment?
Different ways of dealing with these fluidified tailings are we have a centrifuge process where we basically try and spin water out of the fluidified tailings, composite tailings, where we put these fluidified tailings with sand and put it in a pit to dewater. And basically, Syncrude believes in having a whole suite of technologies so that our mine planners could use any of these technologies where they see fit at any time to take opportunity in the mine plan.
And what might be the volume that you're dealing with in terms of water or even the tailings themselves?
Well, the fluidified tailings, when they virtually stop settling, if you look at the volume of the clay and sand to the volume of water, there's probably six parts of water to every one part of this clay and sand. Eventually, what we want to do to make this material reclaimable is to remove most of that water so that the actual proportion of water is comparable to the proportion of the clay and the sand.
You've been working on a pilot project. What is your project?
The project that we're working on was a pilot project to explore the mixing of what we call a flocculant with the FFT. Now, in order to get the FFT to dewater, we need to add a chemical flocculant. Now, these flocculants are the same type of flocculants that are used in treating drinking water. You put the flocculant in, and what it does is it actually will take a number of clay particles, bring them together to make a big particle that will settle out. So that's basically what we're doing, is trying to disperse this flocculant throughout our FFT, make big clumps so that they settle out.
It would be kind of like a magnet sucking the little particles out of the water?
Is that sort of like you can think of it as a magnet drawing the particles together, and then this big particle will settle out.
What made you think to try that?
Well, this research has been going on for several years. And I just want to point out that the whole oil sand industry is still relatively kind of new. And there's a lot of room for innovation and technology development. So we've been working on numerous different methods of trying to treat tailings.
With this use of the flocculants, you say that it draws the particles together. Is it working fine, or do you have to do some refinements to it?
There's been a lot of work done on which are the best type of flocculants to use. We've kind of have that narrowed down to what is the best type. But what we are continuing to do is to look at more efficient ways of mixing the flocculant with the FFT to reduce flocculant consumption and overall energy consumption.
So how do you mix it now?
There are a couple different ways of mixing it. One way that traditionally has been used in the past is what they call static mixing. And if you can imagine FFT flowing in a pipeline and you put in a series of obstacles, that the fluid has to take a path that it goes around these obstacles, and that causes mixing, and you add the flocculant at this point and it mixes. And what we found that you don't have as much control over the mixing as we would like. So this is where we did a pilot on dynamic mixing. And this is this commercial scale pilot that we did this summer.
Just to give me a sense of what scale this is at, this is a pilot. Would you be working with like a basin of water or a little pond size or something that's the size of a regular tailings pond?
What we end up doing is we're taking material from our actual Milder Lake settling basin, and the size of the equipment is fairly large. We're talking in the summer we're using vessels that were like 2 or 3 meters in diameter and 5-6 meters high, and large pumps, and this is big equipment. So basically, when I say a commercial scale pilot, we're actually testing something that would be used in a commercial operation. It's that large size.
So when this gets to the point where you're using it on a daily basis as part of doing your regular business, how would that work? How would you get these flocculants into the pond? Would it actually go into the pond, or it would be something else that the water is flowing through?
When we treat FFT, we're basically drawing what we call raw FFT out of the pond, and then we add the flocculant, we mix it with the FFT, and that is our kind of our first stage in treatment, and then we send it to, like I said, a centrifuge or to something like an accelerated dewatering or rim ditch type of deposit.
When you're looking at this mixing, have you tried or compared different techniques for doing it?
Yes, we have. We've tried what we call static mixing and something we did this summer, which was called dynamic mixing. Now, static mixing is where you use the motion of the fluid itself through a pipe. You put in the flocculant and you put in some obstacles and it flows around the obstacles and actually mixes the flocculant with the FFT. Dynamic mixing, on the other hand, is when you put the material in a vessel and you have an impeller driven by a motor that turns. You know, you spin this impeller and it does the mixing. And this dynamic mixing gives you much better control of the amount of mixing that you do. The one thing about mixing, it's a key kind of step for all of our FFT treatment options that we are using, because you need to have the flocculated material to send to a centrifuge or put out on a thin lift so that the material could dry, or to, for example, use this flocculated material in a technology that we call accelerated dewatering or rim ditching.
Now, what's rim ditching?
Rim ditching is a technique for eventually where you want to take this FFT and turn it into material that will eventually be able to be used in a reclamation scenario, and it would be trafficable. But so what you do is you take the FFT out of the pond and you mix the flocculant with this fluid fine tailings. For rim ditching, you pour a huge pit full of this material. So what happens is when this pit is poured, any water that comes to the top is allowed to flow off. And then this, with drying that happens, a crust forms on top of this material. And then once this crust forms, you go and you dig a ditch around the perimeter of this deposit. And any other water that comes out of the deposit flows to the ditch and flows out. So eventually in time, most of the water will flow out.
So, Barry, with the research that you've done and the success of this pilot project, what is the significance then for industry?
The significance is that it puts us on a good path to be able to take these tailings, dewater them, and use them in our reclamation landscape. But also other significant part is that when we dewater the fluid fine tails, there is water that is released. Now, this is water that can, again, be recycled back to our extraction plant, and ultimately that means we have to use less water from the river.
Does this speed up the process?
Oh, yes. Adding the flocculant makes these fine solids and clays settle out very quickly. So two things happen. It puts us on a quicker path to be able to use this material in the reclaimed landscape. And the other thing is that water is released, and that water can be then recycled back to our extraction plant and reduce the amount of water that we actually have to draw out of the river.
So are you at the stage now where this will be incorporated into Syncrude's daily operations?
This technology, I would say, is being demonstrated at a commercial scale. So it is ready for deployment whenever the opportunity exists that we could use it.
Thank you very much, Barry.
Oh, you're welcome.